The Anchorage Assembly is requesting an official audit after a review surfaced alleging financial mismanagement in the city's centennial celebration. Assemblymember Bill Starr of Eagle River chairs the audit committee. He asked to delay paying $69,000 from the city's general fund for outstanding bills related to the centennial last summer. A review of contracts handled under the Sullivan administration, first reported by KTUU News, shows about $100,000 in unpaid centennial expenses with vendors like the Alaska Aces, the Downtown Partnership, and Alaska Railroad Corporation, among others. The review was requested by the Berkowitz administration. Now Starr is requesting an official report from the city's independent auditor.
I'm not going to say that I'll ask the question slightly different, but we may have a different motivation in play.
Starr says the point of an official audit is twofold. First, making sure vendors get paid the money they're owed, and second, looking back in detail over the recent findings on misallocated funds, improper financial transactions, and poor oversight of contracts. Starr and others say it doesn't appear anything illegal happened, but that city procedures for handling public money may have been poorly followed.
We had certain expectations on how the money was going to be spent in the celebration aspect of the centennial. I don't think there's anybody making accusations that it was inappropriately spent, perhaps, but it also needs to bear truth that we did good accountability and we tried to deliver the best products we could.
Starr also hopes an audit will turn up other funding sources like matching grants originally offered by private companies that may lessen how much the municipality has to pay.